and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Why would anybody want to walk across Niagara Falls on a tightrope?
He's bored.
I don't think that's a good enough reason. And what if your boyfriend or husband or somebody came to you and said, hey, babes, my lifelong dream, it's in my family, it's in my blood. My great-grandpappy did it and died. I come from a long generation of tightrope walkers. One, will you marry me? And two, will you stand with me when I walk across Niagara Falls?
The answer would be no and hell's no.
I don't know. Nick Walenda, this is the week. Tightrope walker extraordinaire. The world, literally, this is going to be the biggest thing in the world on Friday.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be insane. Nick Walenda's on the phone. Hey, dude, what's going on?
Not much. How you doing?
Great. Welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5.
Thanks for having me on again.
Why are you doing this?
I'm asking myself that at this point.
Yeah, right.
No, you know, it's been a dream of mine for a long time, and because I can, I guess. Is that a good answer?
No, it's not. it's really not. I guess because I don't have that adrenaline gene, you know, and a lot of other people, you know, can't understand this as being a dream, something you want to succeed of, where, you know, something could go so horribly wrong. And how do you explain this to the people, you know, in your family to get them on side to back you and your dream?
You know, it's pretty easy when you come from seven generations and 200 years of history. It's in your blood. And it's what my family understands and knows. It's not like something that I picked up in my late teens or in my adulthood. It's something I've done for so long that it is life to me. And to everyone around me, they understand that as life.
Now, this is a pretty big deal. Everyone's going to be coming up to Niagara Falls leading up to Friday. I mean, you know, like the Niagara Falls Tourism Board, they're expecting thousands and thousands of dollars to be coming into the city just to watch you on Friday night. Have you felt the pressure just yet?
No, you know, I mean, I think it's, as far as the public's attention, there's no pressure there whatsoever. You know, it's on the front page of the USA Today this morning, full front page, so it can't get much bigger than that.
Yeah.
So there's no pressure as far as the draw goes. This is, again, something that I enjoy, that I have passion for, that I love doing, and I'll be at peace the moment I get my foot on that wire because I know all the permits are cleared and it is real.
Where do you start from and where do you end?
I'll start on the U.S. side and end in Canada. It has to do with, a lot of it has to do with the direction of the wind as well as my sight lines as I walk. Just a better way to go.
What have the people at Niagara Falls been saying to you? Because if anything goes wrong, this is, you know, bad press for them for a really, really long time.
You know,
are they worried?
Really, not that I've much heard of, no. Again, 200 years and seven generations in the family, we have a long track record. And, you know, this has clearly brought the spotlight of the world onto Niagara Falls for the last 6 months. And I'm sure for many, many years to come.
Nick Walenda's on the phone with us right now. It's the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5. Nick will be tightrope walking right across Niagara Falls on Friday night.
What is it about Niagara Falls? I mean, I remember growing up as a kid, you know, these daredevils used to make, you know, these pods out of oil cans and inner tubes and just sort of launch themselves off to try and live. What is it about Niagara Falls with a guy like you where it's just something you need to beat?
You know, I don't know. I think it's, I just remember visiting when I was 6 years old and thinking how amazing the falls were and how cool it would be to brig a wire there. I don't know that, you know, I have permits to be the first person in the world to walk across the Grand Canyon, for instance. It's just something that I do. I, you know, when I travel through a city, I'm looking at the skyscrapers thinking, where's the next one I'm going to walk over?
Now, on Friday, what time are you doing this again? It's like 10:45 at night, right?
That is correct. I am walking at about 10:20 p.m., I believe, live on.
Why at night, though?
In order to be live East Coast, West Coast, it's really the only time to do it.
So is it harder to see?
There'll actually be lighting, stadium lighting, similar to when you watch a football game. That sort of lighting will be in that area. So it should be lit up pretty well. At least I'm promised it will.
And how do they get the rope across from Niagara, Buffalo, to Niagara, Canada?
With a helicopter. A helicopter brings it across initially. Yeah. It's a smaller rope and then a series of machinery that turns it into a large 2-inch wire rope that weighs about 7 or 8 tons.
Damn, son!
What do you wear on your feet?
I wear a wire shoe that's basically like an Indian moccasin, and it is a thin suede leather on the bottom, which actually grips the cable when it gets wet.
It's like them Tom shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish you all the luck in the world, and I hope you do this, and I think it's fantastic if you do, and it's amazing press, but I don't understand this at all.
Hey, Nick Walenda, thanks so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show. Once again, on Friday night, the world will be watching.
Thanks a lot.
Like, take care, brother.
This hurts my stomach right now.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.